This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas. Thanks for joining us today, or tonight or this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. It is already the 22nd of July, 2003. On this live Tuesday edition of the Worldwide Show, as we expose the globalist crime rings and their pomps and what they're up to. Big, big show lined up for you. You'll definitely want to stay with us. Torture testimony acceptable. This is out of the London Guardian. The British government says that torture is acceptable, and answers wrung from individuals under torture is acceptable. Now, that's a 180 from Western civilization in every canon of a free society. You cannot trust confessions from torture. You cannot trust a government that will torture people, or you'll have to rethink your views on our airmen being tortured by the North Vietnamese or by Hitler or what Joseph Mengele did in the death camps in Nazi Germany. Or you can hold both ideas at the same time in your mind and be a good neocon as part of the double think system. So coming up, torture is acceptable. Expert tells terror panel hearing that MI5 would use information obtained under duress in court. Also, Ashcroft yesterday on national television, and I can't keep track of it all. If you got video of it, please send it to me. Ashcroft denies USA Patriot Act and defends it, and says that it doesn't take your rights. So we went ahead and went to the Justice Department's own policy report by Ashcroft, not even the report that's critical, but a report that he gave before Congress, where they admit it will be used for all crimes against all citizens and does get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So this from Reuters, Ashcroft defends USA Patriot Act. Another story out of the New York Times, report on USA Patriot Act alleges civil rights violations. But forget that. I've got the Anchorage Daily News. Tougher Patriot Act, Attorney General says, and calls for more power and an expansion. And then I went back, and we're doing a flashback for you on Infowars.com. Patriot Act of 2001, cast wide net. Where the Justice Department's own report to Congress that was televised, where they admit just a few weeks ago, about a month and a half ago, that it is for all citizens and all crimes. So we're going to go over that for you and show the lies. And then we'll get into proposals to North Korea. U.S. might offer no attack pledge. Well, that's good news. We'll get into that. Also, FBI denies failing to spot September 11th plot that the report says they did. Also, Bush approval hits 59. Democrats give an edge on the economy. Again, a controlled paradigm. Doesn't matter who's in power. They're all New World Order up there. Continuing, report FBI informants knew of 911 hijackers. This from the Associated Press. Well, we told you this before 911. We warned you of the plot. Everybody who had a brain already knew it was happening. This show knew, and we warned the people on the record. So there's another MSNBC exclusive. Yeah, right, an exclusive. The 911 report slamming the FBI has now been released. War Incorporated on the march to relieve U.S. troops. It says the mercenaries wear black uniforms and masks, and they're private. DynCorp and other companies. We'll talk about DynCorp and the things they're up to. Another story here, Pentagon seeking private security firm to police Iraq. U.S. is creating an Iraqi militia to relieve GIs. U.S. plan to enlist Iraqis in Operation Civil Force intended to quell resistance. Also, construction of nuclear reactors in North Korea ongoing despite tension. Yeah, they keep talking about these reactors. Our government's building them. That out of the Associated Press. Also, lawsuit claims troopers have ticket quotas. Oh, that's admitted. Mistakes admitted in South Carolina mental jail stays. Wait to hear about this. Sharp rise in children's Ritalin use. They're giving it to 15-month-olds now. It's all coming up. Big show. Please stay with us.
What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your debt for approximately 50% of what you owe, including their fees. They provide an easy, convenient, and financially intelligent financial wellness program for getting out of debt without filing bankruptcy in approximately 24 months or less. If you have at least $5,000 in unsecured debt, let the experts at StartOverToday.com use their negotiating skills to reduce your payments and effectively eliminate the interest you're paying. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call them toll-free at 800-251-1991. That's 1-800-251-1991. Startovertoday.com is an intelligent, ethical alternative to bankruptcy and credit counselors and can be your answer to living debt-free. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call today 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time during the day. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well, with a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m., weeknights as well. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and yes, PrisonPlanet.com. Where to begin? There is so much to cover, and I'm going to go straight into news today and kind of skip the diatribe or monologue or rant, as some would say, as I would say. I already mentioned this in the last intro segment, but we're going to get into Ashcroft in the same speech saying he wants to expand the Patriot Act yesterday up in Alaska when he was there visiting, and then claiming that it doesn't take any of your liberties and that it's all lies to say that it does. Well, I've read Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, and Ashcroft tried to deny that Patriot Act 2 even existed. Then he had to admit that it did and had been introduced in the House and Senate. Then he said, yeah, let's go ahead and expand it a few weeks ago. His own Justice Department admits enthusiastically before Congress that they just love it and that they're going to use it in all crimes against all citizens for any reason on 100 fronts that have nothing to do with fighting terrorism, the boogeyman excuse that they've been using in the past. And yesterday he said that it doesn't take any of your rights, and those that are saying it are undermining the republic. Well, you're the one undermining the republic, but of course, you're not really running anything. You're just a front man, senator, attorney general, Mr. Puppet Ashcroft. And on top of that, the British government has said, we don't want our businessmen back who are obviously innocent. We don't want our special forces soldiers back that are in your custody that you just rounded up randomly off the streets of Afghanistan. Because if any of the people being held there that are British citizens get brought back to England from Camp X-Ray and Camp Delta in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the evidence against them will be inadmissible because it was obtained under torture and duress and without them being able to see lawyers or their names even being released in many cases. And there's been this big debate about torture. They've been on Fox and CNN and all the big channels saying that torture's good and that maybe the government should go ahead and torture terrorist suspects' children to get answers. We have news articles and video clips in Police State 3 with them saying this in dozens of news articles. And then every time we talk about it and how it's wrong, some people that said torture was good will claim, we've never tortured anybody, shut up, that's a conspiracy theory. It's this new propaganda tactic of saying one thing in the speech and another thing in the same speech and then saying just accept it. It's a psychological warfare tactic that's very sophisticated, and I've gone into it in the past, but it takes 30 minutes to even basically give some details of. But you can break it down for yourself with your native intelligence and understand what's going on here. They're just training you to accept 2 plus 2 equals 5 or 4 or 3 or 8, doesn't matter. And they have admitted, the government admits, that at least two people were tortured to death at Bagram Air Base by the CIA interrogators and said, oh, we're sorry, won't do that anymore. And they admit that people are being tortured at Camp X-Ray. I mean, when they put a mask and mouth guard over you and goggles and earplugs and chain down in a kneeling position with your feet behind your gluteus maximus, that's an admitted form of torture, excruciatingly painful in just a few minutes. Why don't you go ahead and try it? Even if you're a person who's an athlete who's big and stretching, or even someone who's into yoga, you know that is extremely painful. It's what the Israelis admit they use to torture people. Sleep deprivation, a bag over the head. It's worse with earplugs or a face guard. And they do this for weeks on end. They have them in little metal cages, like the Vietnamese did to our troops, the communists did to our troops, little metal cages in the tropical coastal area of Camp X-Ray and Delta, Delta being the subgroup of Camp X-Ray. Mosquitoes, they reported the troops, you can see photos of them wearing mosquito hats and gloves and putting repellent all over themselves, low morale for the troops. Imagine being in open-air pens, defecating in a small hole in the ground, living in your affluent with mosquitoes in mobs breeding and biting you with a mask over your head. And some have died, and they claim it was suicide. 100 of the 500 plus have, quote, tried to commit suicide. I mean, I believe some of them have tried. I mean, who wouldn't? We're now coming up on over a year of this. Over a year of this, and you're like, hey, they're Al-Qaeda, they get whatever they deserve. Well, folks, then I guess our troops deserved it in Vietnam, and the answer is no, or in North Korea, no. That's exactly what they did to our troops, was put them in cages, open-air cages. And it was wrong when it happened to our troops, and it's wrong and evil now, and the world is seeing this. And the globalist newspapers in Europe are demonizing us, the American people, for this. That's part of the globalist plan. The European banks and monarchies and bankers own our government, own our military. They carry this out. Our media says it's good, and we feel all content and partake in the evil psychologically, enter into evil as the neocons say they want us to do in Ron Paul's own speech. And then worldwide we're being demonized as the owners of America are using us for the dirty work while making the Euro and the UN look like good guys. It's horrible. And, you know, we had Ann Coulter on, and she denied the torture when it's been in 100 newspapers. Positive articles about it. Well, here it is out of the London Guardian. In court, open court, they're saying torture's good, okay? I've seen Ashcroft on video saying on TV that they're torturing them, that it's good. Torture testimony acceptable. Expert tells Terror appeals hearing that MI5 could use information obtained under duress in court. An MI5 expert in terrorism has admitted that the security service would use information extracted from tortured prisoners as evidence in court. The secret witnesses told a panel of judges that in spite of knowledge that a victim had been tortured or had come from a country where the regime sanctioned torture, she would still consider their testimony to be relevant to security service investigations. Now, the AP's reported, the CIA section chief of Central Asia has reported, and has bragged that they are taken to Egypt, they are taken to Jordan, they are taken to Israel. Just 2 weeks ago, there was another AP article about Israel. They admitted they are taken to a secret facility, sleep deprivation, denial of food and water. They are chained down. They are hung up by their arms. Oh, I forgot that part, too. There's photos of people hanging by their arms for days. Now, the average American watches that and then reads the headline, or the reporter, the newsreader, says, is it torture to do this? Well, of course it is. Hey, why don't you try hanging yourself up by ropes or chains for a day or so? Why don't you try it for 5 minutes? You'll be in excruciating pain. This is classical torture. You know, the old image of the long gray-haired man hanging up by leg and arm irons in the dungeon. This is what they did to the Christians in Rome, and it's happening right out in plain view, and the whole country's partaking in this evil. It goes on. The admission will add to growing public concern over the detainees at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, who were questioned by the CIA and MI5 officers. Critics claim that the government has condoned torture. They admit it. But the U.S., in its attempts to garner evidence against people it suspects of having been involved in Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. Now, the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda, in my film, Road to Tyranny, I say 6,000, because that's what we had in the news articles then, New Yorker Magazine, Times of London, AP, MSNBC. Now they admit 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda flown out to safety, and Fox News reported it and said, oh, well, the CIA made a mistake. And then generals who aren't part of the New World Order blew the whistle and, of course, got removed. And that was in the news here, just a few places here and there, never a big news item, that they would have top Taliban generals, and they'd be ordered by the CIA to release them. They'd be loaded into trucks, paid by our government in gold bars, and they disappear. Same thing with the Iraqi leaders, and that's on the record. So don't say, oh, it's just torture for Taliban or Al-Qaeda. No, no, no. They're grabbing 15-year-old kids, 85-year-old men. This is admitted, folks, and taking them and torturing them and killing them in many cases. And I remember in Road to Tyranny, I talked about secret execution. It was in Patriot Act 1. I talked about it at Camp X-Ray. And I talked about it in Patriot Act 2 analysis. It's on InfoWars.com. And I got emails and calls going, where'd you get this about secret execution? I don't believe it. Well, now you don't say that. You don't even have to read my analysis or go look at the U.S. Code. You can be lazy and turn on the nightly news. There's been hundreds of reports, again, hundreds, about the execution chambers, about the secret execution plans. So, see, that's now out in the open and kind of passé. All of this is passé now. Oh, yeah, torture, I heard about that. Oh, yeah, secret executions, I heard about that. But what you've got to get through your brain is, I have the spokesman for the Justice Department before Congress a month ago saying, and it's posted on InfoWars.com right now, it's posted, saying it will be used for all crimes, misdemeanors, against all citizens in all criminal investigations. Patriot Act 1 and 2 will be used. No juries, snatch and grab off the street, never seen again. They're hiring private Merc teams to do it internationally and domestically. And that's where the black masks come in and no badges. Folks, they are publicly, they have to publicly do this so their police and military think it's okay. Because if it's on the news, well, it must be all right. They're standardizing criminality in front of you and then having the debate about the Patriot Act be about foreigners. And, oh, it's just for those illegal aliens. No, it's for citizens. So we'll cover that. We'll cover that from the Associated Press, from Reuters, from the New York Times, from the Anchorage Daily News. and from the Washington Times. When we get back, official admissions by the Justice Department.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
From taking Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor.
I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Sharon lost 28 pounds with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor.
So I have arthritis, and I have a thyroid problem and blood pressure, and Vim and Vigor has really been a blessing to me. I've lost 28 pounds and counting, and I thank them very much from the bottom of my heart.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to walk. Yesterday in the third hour, I read about 80%, 90% of Congressman Ron Paul's 45-minute speech that he gave before Congress 12 days ago, where he detailed from their own published writings of the Vice President and others the plan to invade countries before 9-1-1, how they said they needed a terrorist attack to get the people behind this New World Order, where he detailed how they are actually the Fourth International, founded by the Trotskyites, how they are expanding government and destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution, how they said that the public had to be trained to, quote, enter into evil. Everything we've broken down here, they're training the society how to be evil. They're exploding the size of government. They love the welfare state. Ron Paul said that, using their own quotes from their own publications. And by carrying out September 11th, the globalists are able now to condition you through fear to keep your way of life, which is going to be the opposite of what happens. You're going to lose everything you got. But they're telling you, go along with what we say, get rid of the Bill of Rights, give up liberty for so-called security. They're doing it right now and telling you that torture is good in mainstream newspapers, okay? In court, they're saying it. And then Ashcroft says there's no Patriot Act, too, and then admits there is. This is Ashcroft in Anchorage, Alaska, yesterday. This is from Reuters. And again, if you tape this, please send it to me. I can't watch it all or keep track of it all. I need your help. Ashcroft defends USA Patriot Act. Attorney General John Ashcroft on Monday defended the USA Patriot Act, saying criticism of the sweeping federal anti-terrorist law was based on exaggerations and falsehoods. Now, you're the liar. Ashcroft told a news conference it was understandable that the public was concerned about the possible invasion of privacy, but when the so-called invasion is one that's falsely reported and non-existent, and they don't hear about the fact that it's falsely reported and non-existent, it's not helpful, he said. Well, let me tell people the truth. The so-called liberal media, the military-industrial complex-owned media, only covers the liberal end of things. Oh, they're violating immigrants' rights. Oh, they're wiretapping too many people. Oh, it's so bad. And then Ashcroft goes, how dare you? That's not true. And conservatives hear that and go, well, we got to do something about these illegals. Get them, Ashcroft. Attaboy. When the whole thing is geared towards homeschoolers, patriots, gun owners, constitutionalists, states' rights, Christians. That's what FEMA and the FBI are out doing. We've got their training manuals, the video of them teaching it. We've got them cold. And so the media hasn't called Ashcroft on it effectively. You have to read the bill yourself. You have to look at the legislation, the U.S. Code. You have to spend days researching it. Days! Many nights I stayed up till 4 o'clock. I'd start at 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, go to bed at 4 o'clock. My wife would come down the stairs and go, honey, you got to go to bed. And I did the research, and everything I told you about it has now come out. But Ashcroft says it doesn't take any rights. He said the act passed after the attacks of September 11th extended to anti-terrorism efforts the same law enforcement tools that were available to fight other forms of crime. That's a flat line. Provisions that allowed law enforcement agents to monitor a person's reading habits or purchases, for example, were similar to traditional subpoena powers used in murder and drug trafficking investigations. No, that's not true. You want all the records from Borders books, you want all the records from the library, and then you tell the librarian or the person at the bookstore they can't tell anybody. Section 213, break in somebody's house, plant things, take things. If people catch you, they're not allowed to talk about it, or they can be arrested as a terrorist and lose all their rights. And Ashcroft is saying it doesn't take our liberty and was already there. Maybe he's right with stuff like asset forfeiture seizure, where the old lady's got $5,000 in her purse and they take it, no drugs are found. Or where they arrest you for having potting soil in your rose garden and take your home. Or you have a cooking timer in your kitchen and the SWAT team doesn't find any drugs and you have no criminal record, but you get 20 years in federal prison, like the Tulia, Texas case that just came out. I mean, give me a break. So, yeah, some of this did already exist. I guess that's true. We use these tools, Ashcroft said, to secure the liberties of our citizens. We use these tools to save innocent lives, Ashcroft said. He was in Alaska to meet with the state's terrorism task force, one of 93 nationwide. And it goes on, a report by internal investigators at the Justice Department has identified dozens of recent cases in which department employees have been accused of serious civil rights violations involving enforcement of the Patriot Act. Well, and then they go on to say the Republican-controlled state legislature in Alaska has approved a resolution condemning the act as an infringement on civil liberties. That's why Ashcroft's panicking. Hundreds of conservative cities and towns have passed the Bill of Rights Restoration Act. There's several different acts. I've written one that's been passed by cities and towns. that he's panicking and he's lying, and we'll expose his lies and take your calls when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...
1-866-510-DEBT right now. That's 1-866-510-3328. The credit people. High interest in people. Low interest on loans.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're going to open the phones up. Don't have any guests today because I wanted time to cover the news and take your calls. Kamara, I've got a former city council member, expert on the New World Order, successful businessman, George Humphrey, joining us for 2 hours to talk about the New World Order and give us his analysis. But today we're taking your calls and covering the news. The toll-free number to join us on air on this Tuesday edition is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Eric in Connecticut and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. And again, that's 800-259-9231. If you're tuning into this show for the first time and you wonder what we're all about, we're constitutionalists here. We believe in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We believe in America, in the Second Amendment, in the family, in Jesus Christ. We believe in controlling our borders. We believe in not attacking sovereign countries that have done nothing to us. We believe in fighting the Big Brother control grid, lowering taxes, abolishing the Federal Reserve, getting out of the United Nations. That means we're mortal enemies of the neocons and their liberal stooges. That means we study the bills and the legislation and the news. And every day people ask me, where do you get all this information? How do you know so much about the New World Order? Well, until about... I went to bed kind of early last night. Until about midnight, I was scanning over news wires and... reading government documents, and I got up at about 7 this morning, and by 8 o'clock I was scanning news wires along with my wife, looking at AP, Reuters, Washington Times, BBC, Times of Tokyo, the Straits Times, South African newspapers. I was scanning over bills, looking at trends with state laws, studying the latest information on vaccine damage to children that's admitted. I haven't watched more than 2 hours of TV in the last 2 weeks. Now, normally I watch about an hour a day and become physically ill. Literally, I get nauseated and angry. And because seeing them lying, seeing how evil they are, watching their smirking criminality, I can't handle it anymore. So I'm asking you to tape Ashcroft on C-SPAN. I'm asking you to tape Hillary Clinton. I'm asking you to keep track of these people. I can't do it anymore. I'm so happy not watching TV for the last 2 weeks. It's wonderful. And so, you know, if you see something on C-SPAN or the news, please tape it and send it to us and mark it and tell me what it is. And then if it's important, I'll watch it and do something with it. I do a local TV show twice a week. It's One Best of Austin, and shown up number 3 in the ratings here locally, which is wonderful for an Access TV show. I have my own obvious commercial radio show. But I can read the text of what they say and read the text of what they do and not get as angry. Psychologically, I can't watch it anymore. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to continue not watching TV. If you're going to do it, fine, it's been wonderful. So what I do is read the news wires and the text of speeches. I can read what Ted Bundy and his ilk do. It's hard to look at them. It's hard to look at the serial killers smiling and smirking and posing as our saviors. I just can't do it anymore. It'd be like if your next-door neighbor was a serial killer, you knew it, you'd seen them bury 100 bodies in the backyard, you had all the evidence of it, and the police went into their backyard, dug up the dead bodies, and gave the serial killer a reward for exposing it. And it'd be like watching the police then and go and arrest your other neighbor who helped blow the whistle with you and blame your other neighbor for it. I just can't watch the serial killers up there anymore, smiling and smirking and laughing and lying. I can't do it. I can't watch them anymore. It's too painful. Because that's exactly what they are, and just thinking about it, I'm getting sick at my stomach. I am. I'm getting a headache right now. Gotta get that image out of my mind. Get the images of them out of my mind. Okay, there we go. Man, I tell you, these people, it really is affecting me, okay? All right, maybe we should just air a song. Right now, I might need to take a break. I'm not kidding, folks. I can't handle it. Hold on just a minute. Or having an anxiety attack just thinking about them. Because, see, I'm normal, folks. It affects me to know what they are. It affects me. I was just talking to Chris, who runs the show. He was saying the same thing. He says he doesn't watch TV anymore. He listens to the news here on the network and scans the news wires while he's running the show. And occasionally they give me a tidbit of news before I can get it. And he says he can't watch TV. He goes home and reads a book every night. And I'm the same way. I didn't mean to get off into a diatribe on this, but just thinking about them and having flashbacks to watching them smile and smirk and giggle and have little inside jokes together on the news shows and to see the CFR up there on C-SPAN and to watch them just makes me sick. And yes, if I'd have been scanning the TVs like I normally do, normally in my office I keep three TVs on different cable channels and on satellite, watching all three channels of C-SPAN and keeping a couple channels off and on. I'll flip the channels around to the news channels, or I'll flip over to cartoons, and it's the kids' DNA databasing, thumb scanning, retina scanning, massive conditioning, gun control, promos on Nickelodeon. I flip over to the movies. That's full of propaganda. I flip over to sitcoms and dramas. It's all about torture and world government and New World Order this, New World Order that. The propaganda has gotten so bad I had to turn it off. Because, again, I just walk around the office or walk around home and watch them all over the channels, and I turn up the volume and hear what they were saying and pop a tape in. I kept tapes on all the VCRs, and I've got giant stacks of video we haven't even logged or watched yet. And I've gotten a bigger office, and I've got more people in there now trying to log these and watch them. And they're so evil. There's no way to track their lies in evil. I could take one article and dissect it and show you hundreds of lies. All right, your calls are coming up in a minute. Eric in Connecticut and others. But I literally did just get a panging headache and started getting nauseated thinking about it. Because I have to watch the serial killers sit up there and talk about how they're going to save us by taking all our rights away if we'll just give them more control. And if that doesn't make you freak out, if that doesn't make your heart beat faster, if it doesn't make you get a headache, I don't know what will. Because I'd imagine police officers, good police officers, good detectives, good FBI that are out there who are compartmentalized and actually do a good job, they know what I'm talking about. They know what it's like to know somebody's a criminal, to know they're a murderer, to know they're a thief, and to watch them get away with it, and to watch them, I guess the police don't know what it's like then, because they don't have to investigate a criminal and then watch them on the news as our savior being given rewards and awards. So I guess you don't know. It's worse than what a few of the police and detectives out there have experienced, okay? It's a lot worse. It's very painful. I got to cover some of this news, and I promise I'll get to the loaded phones here in a minute. I just really did affect me, bringing back those images. That's why I turned the TVs off, though. And I don't know how long I'm going to do it, because I get all the same news out of the newspaper and more. I just don't have to look at them. All right. Report on USA Patriot Act alleges civil rights violations It's an internal Justice Department report that got leaked and admits they're violating people's rights all over the place. But Ashcroft up in Anchorage, where the Republican State House has voted to decry the Patriot Act because they've read the subsections and how they can secretly break in your house and take whatever they want or plant whatever they want. You can't tell anybody they did it or secretly arrest you or secretly execute you, and how it's written for all crimes and all misdemeanors. So Ashcroft's desperate up in up there grandstanding in Anchorage yesterday lying, and I've got the complete text of what he said, and I could spend 2 hours reading it and dissecting the lies. We don't have time, but maybe you'll tape it and send it to me because I really need it for a new film, but I should have watched it, but I just couldn't do it. I can't do it anymore. Report on USA Patriot Act alleges civil rights violations, but then we have Ashcroft, who said there wasn't a second Patriot Act, now admitting a month ago there is before Congress. Well, now he's back in the same speech saying the Patriot Act doesn't affect citizens or take your rights away. And then in the same speech saying he wants to expand it. And then, of course, the article and Ashcroft don't tell you what areas they want to expand. They give you some side issue of, oh, more wiretaps. And they already have unlimited wiretaps under Echelon and Total Information Awareness, which, by the way, did not get defunded. Been around for decades. A current plan got defunded. It was DARPA put the microphones and cameras up in Austin 5 years ago. That's what I mean. Just to understand their system and then to see their lies and try to decipher it for you. There's too many lies. I'm being hit by millions of them here. So tougher Patriot Act, Attorney General says controversy law gives government broader powers for surveillance monitoring phones. And gets into that. And then now I want to do a flashback. It's out of the Anchorage Daily News. I want to do a flashback to the Washington Times. Then I'll go to your calls. This is a flashback from the Washington Times a month ago. And it was by Frank J. Murray. Patriot Act of 2001 cast wide net. Now understand, Patriot Act 1 does affect citizens. Section 802... any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. You can be secretly arrested, secretly executed. No one even knows where you went, right out of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. The new Patriot Act says that's too narrow. They want unlimited. Even if you don't commit a misdemeanor or knowingly commit a misdemeanor, they want to be able to secretly arrest you and execute you. That's just one of the little nightmare tidbits. And then now here's another one. This is from the Washington Times. Maybe you want to go read this. We posted it again today amongst Ashcroft's newest spin. Long-sought details have begun to emerge from the Justice Department on how anti-terror provisions of the USA Patriot Act were applied in non-terror investigations, just as battle lines are being drawn on proposed new powers in Patriot Act 2. Overall, the policy now allows evidence to be used for prosecuting common criminals, even when obtained under extraordinary anti-terrorism powers and information sharing between intelligence agencies and the FBI. Did you hear that? Overall, the policy now allows evidence to be used for prosecuting common criminals, even when obtained under extraordinary anti-terror powers and information sharing between intelligence agencies and the FBI. And they've said the CIA is already acting domestically and taking over police departments, according to the Times-Picayune and the AP. Quote, this is the Washington Times. This is the Justice Department before Congress. They said this out of their mouths. We would use whatever tools are available to us within reason to prosecute violators of any law. Justice Department spokesman Brian Sierra said in the wake of his department's massive report to Congress describing how the USA Patriot Act is being implemented. We would use whatever tools are available to us within reason to prosecute violators of any law. Justice Department spokesman Brian Sierra said in the wake of his department's massive report, the Congress describing how the USA Patriot Act is being implemented. The information was a response to doubts, not from outspoken civil liberties groups, but from Representative F. James Sensenbrenner, Jr., Wisconsin Republican, and the House Judiciary Committee chairman, who publicly pushed for its speedy 33779 House passage. So this is their official report praising this, saying it'll be used at checkpoints, in drug investigations, in robbery investigations, in family violence investigations. We've read the report. So I could spend hours on this. I'm not going to. I got other news and your calls to get to. But that's Ashcroft, and he's up in Anchorage and now going to other states to grandstand and say that it's a liberal lie that it doesn't take your rights or affect citizens, when it's on the record that it does. But they know most of you will never read the bills, and you'll never read the reports by their own Justice Department. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
God bless you. I'm a relatively new listener and a first-time caller. I receive the First Freedom, the National Rifle Association's publication. I'm also a life member of Gun Owners of America. I'm a firearms instructor, among other things. And I will let you know that here in Skull and Bones country, you do have fellow patriots up here.
I know that, yes.
They had a speech by Kane Robinson. I suppose that the last annual meeting, this was the keynote address that he gave. And it is in the First Freedom. And he's quoted as saying that Bush protects our freedoms, that we don't need the work out of the White House because Bush protects our freedoms. He basically bashes anybody in his speech who is against the Iraq war. And there's really no information in there.
Sir, have you read the 21-page Gun Owners of America analysis by their top lawyers, as well as Larry Pratt, former constitutional advisor in the Congress? His analysis, they found stuff far worse than what I found in my 7-page analysis.
Yes, I have that report, Alex, and what I'm planning on doing is writing an op-ed to my local paper. I do write. And, in fact, I'm going to be giving copies of your video.
Email that to Prison Planet, sir, and millions will read it. We're looking for more. We want some Second Amendment writers for Prison Planet, and millions, sir,
okay, I did email.
Will read it. Please talk to Paul Joseph Watson over at Prison Planet. Email him, and please send us your op-ed.
Okay, I did email him. He must get a lot of stuff, Alex, because I didn't get anything back.
Well, if I'm getting 2,000 a day, I don't know what Paul's getting. That's why we've got him on the team to help us.
Right.
But Paul at propagandamatrix.com, and we'll review your article. Good chance we'll post it.
Okay, Alex, and one last thing. I know you've got a lot of callers, so I'll be quick. I'm trying to get my first selectman in Nyannick here to go against the Patriot Act. There was a big effort over about three towns over in Stonington, and somehow the local officials put the kibosh on it. There was quite a write-up in my local paper about it. And I'm making copies of your 911 Road to Tyranny, and I'm giving them to friends, and, in fact, I'm going to be giving them to local officials. So I just want to say I pray for you, Alex. God bless you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, Eric, let me keep you on a few more seconds, and we'll come back and take more calls, folks. So you're saying that the NRA magazine says that Bush isn't going to take our liberties.
Basically, yes. They sing his praises. They Kane Robinson, he's the new president, of course. I guess Charlton Heston stepped down.
Let me just add something. Their own Legislative Alert Center admits that Bush is going to re-sign the assault weapons ban and add a ban on semi-automatic shotguns of any type. Defending our liberties?
I don't think so, Alex.
Yeah, well, see, you've got good people and bad people in the NRA. And this guy needs to be removed. He indeed said that, and I'm sure he did. Email me that, and I'll post it. Thank you, sir. We'll be back with more calls.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. And others, your calls are all coming up here in just a moment. But, you know, earlier in the hour, I shared with you that it really is nauseating to watch the globalists day in, day out, hundreds of hours of it a month, lying and manipulating when I know that they're criminals. I know they've carried out murders of the American people. I know they're destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I love this country. I love my family. And I can't believe this is happening to America. Coming up, there is just so much news. We'll talk about North Korea, the latest developments in Iraq, a bunch of September 11th prior knowledge now coming out. It's all coming up in the next hour, but we are about to go straight to your calls. Before I go to Dan and Charles and Daniel and Dwayne and others, I do want everybody out there to take action and to get my videos. 911, The Road to Tyranny, covers September 11th and government-sponsored terror and the globalist master plan. Part two of that film, that 2.5-hour film, is The Masters of Terror. It's over 2 hours, 2 hours, 5 minutes long. Excellent. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is my newest film. It's very informative, covers dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror other than 911, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, and gun control, and a bunch of other key stuff. The videos are $25.95 apiece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 apiece. My book is 911 Descent into Tyranny. It is 230 pages, only $12. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cards, or call toll-free today to order at 1-888-253-3139. And operators are there 24 hours a day. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, The Road to Tyranny, Police State 3. They're all excellent, and your purchase supports this show. Again, 888 253 3139, and at the grassroots, start exposing the neocons and the globalists for what they are. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead. And we'll go to Charles and Dave and Dwayne and others. Go ahead, Dan.
Alex, this is Dan in Idaho.
Oh, it's Idaho. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for the time. You were mentioning the torture of the American people. I'd like to give you a couple of cases in point to help the listening audience get some reality. Back in 96, 97, I was involved in assisting on a torture situation in Billingsley, Montana, but Dan Peterson, Leroy Schweitzer, and those guys at Freeman over there. And we were called in. Several of the guys out of Washington State and Idaho went over there. And they were hanging these guys by their arms behind their back and taking a jail key and twisting their up their noses until their bowels released. And we went over there and got that stopped. It's terrible what's been going on. It's probably that story about those people was probably the most misreported story. It's probably worse than McVeigh.
Well, for those that don't know, I had the London Guardian, an official British court, open court. They said torture is acceptable.
Yes, sir. And it's been going on for a number of years and not reported by anyone.
Well, they tortured the children at Waco with the gas and the fire.
They certainly did. And I'm as frustrated and nauseated as you are, Alex, and I have been for years. It makes me sick.
If you've got a soul and a conscience left, every fiber of your body and soul cries out against this. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, I've got one other situation.
Stay there. We got to start the second hour. I'll go to you next and then on to others. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water...